about.
Good morning! Nice of you guys to drop by!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3!
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6!
B.I.G.
Adam West! Hey kids, Batman!
Dad, that's not the real Batman.
Of course I'm Batman. See, here's a picture of me with Robin.
Who the hell's Robin?
But on the list of important things that you've done, you peaked in 1960, what was that, over 8? 1969? When was...
Kevin, I don't like your choice of words.
Adam West, Adam West. A little bit softer now. Adam West, Adam West. Adam West, Adam West.
And now,
hey, baby, want to take a gander at some Adam West penis?
Our feature presentation.
Go with no on that.
Yeah. I would have, Ralph would say yes, but I would say no.
Very firm no. Answer.
Although Lisa's really the only one of us who has seen an 80-year-old man's penis. What's that like, Lisa?
That is true.
Not impressive, generally speaking.
Okay.
Everything's a little softer than you might expect.
Sure.
Well, maybe you would expect that.
Lisa, for those of you that don't know, married an 80-year-old when she was 19.
Well, and
was
then inherited weird. A fortune. A lot of people know that. That wasn't me. No.
Yeah. She doesn't start to get interested in a dude until he's around John McCain's age. That's when she really starts to perk up and think about it.
Yeah, when he can't move his head. That's when I go, that's my man.
He sure doesn't have full use of his arms either. I'm in.
Hey, it's Wednesday in some junk, and you can be part of the program by picking up the phone right now and giving us a call. Our toll-free number is 1-800-520-1067 if you want to call in, get on the air, and get a prize about any topic. And Lord knows there's plenty going on that people might want to talk about.
Playoffs.
Basketball, hockey. Playoffs are part of it, yeah. Big night last night.
Big night, Lakers.
Yeah.
How often do you see the Wave at Staples Center, Mike?
Not very often, no.
Not very often, right?
We're too cool for that, right?
It's typically an outdoor event.
Is that when the wave happens?
The wave happens at an outdoor event because those outdoor events are pretty boring.
Oh, so it's something to
well,
do.
Well, no, that's not necessarily true.
No, it's not true at all.
All the time at college football, and college football couldn't be any farther from boring.
But baseball really is the sport
sometimes
of the
they do it. Sometimes they do it because it's a party. It's a celebration. It's a way to express exuberance. For instance, you'll see that for God's sakes, the first time I ever saw the Wave was at Springsteen Stadium concerts in the 80s. That certainly wasn't because it was boring. It was because people were having a great time being together.
Baseball is the sport of the Wave, though. Let's be honest.
Well, I'm not saying they don't also wave at baseball, but okay. I think what Mike and I are doing is poking holes in your theory that it's because the event is boring. I mean, if you bring out a concert or a college football game, then clearly there are other uses for the Wave as well. Last night at the Laker game, for instance, perfect example, not boring, exuberance, party, right? I mean, that's sure. What they were waving about last night is because they were having such a good time. They were mocking, basically, is all they were doing, is they were mocking Houston.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. In hockey, they just start chanting the people's names. That's what I love about that. The other goalie gets scored on. They start chanting his name. The whole place.
And by the way, as much as you'd like to think that that's a professional athlete who's in the zone, there's no way he doesn't hear that. Oh. And there's no way it doesn't affect him.
In the Ducks game last night against Detroit Red Wings, they were chanting, Osgood. And that guy's a great goalie.
Yeah.
But got beat, so they just, you know, they really do just needle you. I can't imagine being in that position where it's not always your fault, but now the whole crowd, 70,000 people are chanting your name.
And by the way, it's not like he gave up 7 goals. Right. I mean, he gave up 2, and he was getting chanted. That's what's hilarious.
Yep. Well, shouldn't be a Red Wing. That's what I say.
That would
solve all his problems, right?
Dude, you wouldn't mind being a Red Wing if you could play professional hockey. That'd be a pretty good way to go.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you think?
I just have been trained to so hate them.
No, I understand. Yeah. I got you. So 1-800-520-1067. Give us a call. Let's find out what they got. Let's find out what we got to give them.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Wow, who knew that Burger King had the dollar double cheeseburger deal going on right now?
Not me.
That might work for every meal. I mean, times are tight. Come on. Think about that. Definitely. And we'll feed you for a few weeks because we're giving you a $25 crown card from Burger King just for being on the air on the Kevin and Bean Show. If you want to pick up the phone and give us a call, why don't we start with our man KJ? He's on line three. He's calling about something that we made reference to. Hey, KJ, what's going on?
What did you, nephews? What did you, baby boo?
What did you?
What's going on?
I got one thing to say to you. Let go! How about that butt kicking?
Yeah, how about that butt kicking?
He's still pretty amped. You haven't been to bed yet, have you?
I'm really awake right now, but I want to let you know, Lakers beat Houston 40 points.
Yeah.
We showed them.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. But, I would feel better about it if we didn't show them that we could give them the game last game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, we had that problem all season long.
I know.
We kind of played at the level of our opponent, but I feel like finally, you know, we showed up. And, like, Cleveland's been kicking Atlanta's butt, but we know we're going to face them in the finals. Let's face it. It's going to be Lakers-Cleveland, but when it comes down to it, we just kicked Houston's butt by 40 points, and that's a pretty good team, like Kobe said after the game. So, you know, we showed up to play, and I'm not worried about Cleveland. I'm not worried about anyone. We're going all the way.
I love KJ. KJ's the same guy, by the way, because he's emotional. That after Sunday's game was like, oh, we're not going to win. Now we don't have a chance. I can't believe it. We suck.
I actually threw my cell phone out the window and it shattered.
Yes, good work.
Well done.
All right.
I also want to say though, a lot of it had to do with Houston was very cold last night.
Yeah, they were bad.
It wasn't as if they weren't getting open shots. There were a lot of times where, especially from 3-point range. Houston had a lot of open 3-point shots, and they just weren't hitting them. You know, when you're playing the small team like that, and they're basically perimeter shooters, if they go cold, yeah, of course you're going to kick their ass.
Whereas on Sunday, they were hitting everything they threw up.
They were unconscious.
Tom, good morning. Hi, what'd it do?
Guys, what'd it do, baby boo?
What'd it do?
What's going on?
Hey, come on. The end of the Ducks Wings game last night.
Yep.
I mean, it put the Chicago-LA Kings fight where Flynn got slammed on the ice like a Sunday school picnic.
It was basically we're getting more and more frustrated the entire game, and then finally at the end when they couldn't really damage their team by getting the penalty, they all just fought.
Oh, come on. I mean, you remember the Buffalo-Ottawa game
a couple
years ago?
Yep, I do.
This is one of the top moments next to D-Fish giving that elbow.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it was pretty strong. That's the beautiful thing about hockey is they actually allow and encourage fighting.
Yes, they do.
And I love that. And the Ducks and Red Wings took advantage of that opportunity last night. Craig, good morning. Welcome. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew? What'd it do, baby boo?
What'd it do, Craig?
Hey, what happened to the swine flu? I live in the 909. I expected it to kill all of us out there.
We were hoping.
Swine flu, gone. Gone.
It didn't even show up.
They're trying to revive it by saying, oh, you know, when it gets cold, it could come back. Oh.
Are they really?
I've heard a little bit of that.
Don't give up the fear yet.
They don't want to let it go.
You know, I've done everything I can. I run around. I touch everything. I cough on people and nothing.
You're trying to get it or give it, which...
Well, I figure, you know, if I kill at least half the population in the 909 with the swine flu,
uh-huh.
I think it's a good thing. We can repopulate.
That will improve that area code. That's an excellent idea. By the way, we had, I don't know if you guys heard, there was a third American who died of the swine flu. It was a guy in Western Washington State. And he died, and his family says, the authorities announced that the dude died of the swine flu. His family said until he died, no one had ever mentioned the word swine flu to them. They think that they made it up, that the guy didn't even have the swine flu, that they made it up just because they want to keep that alive. That's the government conspiracy theory that's going on right now.
Wow. Really?
The dude was 5'4", weighed 400 pounds, and died of some sort of a heart defect or something like that. Yet they're trying to claim it was the swine flu that killed him.
Well, I'd like to believe that it is the swine flu because we got whipped into such a frenzy.
Well, it certainly takes out the people with the, what do they say, compromised immune systems?
Sure, yeah.
Right, exactly, yeah. But it was just so funny to have his family come on the news and go, no, he didn't have the swine flu. No one ever told us he had the swine flu. Now they're saying he did. So I don't know whether, you know, there's money to be made or something for keeping it alive. But The caller is right, man. The swine flu lasted 7 days, and then it was out.
But it burned bright for those 7 days.
Yes,
it sure did.
Pandemic, epidemic, pandemic, every demic that you could possibly imagine. They were thrown around on the news. We're all going to die.
It was the end of the world. There's no question about that. They made it seem like if you walked outside, A, you'd get it just from leaving your house, and B, the ones who survived the swine flu are going to wish they were dead. Earth is going to be in such a bad shape afterwards.
Right. You'll look at the other people and you go, wow, I wish I was them.
Yeah.
They're dead.
That's right.
And I don't have to live with this. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? It's Wednesday, the 13th of May I See Them?
Yes. Those large things in her bra.
We're going to talk to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com coming up just in the 6 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been kind of in the middle of the Miss California USA controversy, and even in her press conference yesterday, she still claims that that first photo was taken when she was 17, which Harvey has told us on this show is absolutely not true.
And then she explained away the other ones by saying that it was windy that
and
day.
And she didn't know, apparently, that it was windy.
It was windy, and she had a little vest on, and it blew it open, and she had no way of knowing that.
No.
I find it appalling that a professional photographer would violate my trust by releasing an unauthorized and inappropriate image taken in between pose shots on a windy day, which I was unaware of.
You were unaware that it was windy?
Or that's
unaware
what I'm
that the pictures
unaware
were taken?
The pictures?
Can't
her
you
nipples
sue?
Knew it was windy, I'll tell you that.
Can't you sue if that's unauthorized? Isn't that what you do?
100%.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
You know how many.
Where's that lawsuit, Missy?
You know how many of these men's magazines, the photo layouts of really big stars, the Jessica Albas, Angelina, have them naked, except for them covering their breasts with, say, a piece of clothing or their hands or their hair?
Right.
Okay. Inevitably, on those photo shoots, there are times when
things slip.
The goods slip out.
Right.
Okay, don't you think there would be hundreds of pictures of Angelina Jolie or Jessica Alba or fill in the blank?
I would certainly hope there would be.
Yeah.
And by the way, if somebody's keeping them to themselves, shame on you.
Right. If you could just all of a sudden release these non-usable
right without being sued,
right.
You'd do it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Good
but
point.
She didn't know that it was windy, guys. That's what you're missing.
That's what I'm getting.
And I think Lisa made an excellent point yesterday. The little vest that she's wearing couldn't cover her boobs if she wanted it to. It clearly isn't made to fit her.
Yeah.
It was just a prop.
Yeah, it's not exactly supposed to be covered.
But, well, I can't wait to hear what Harvey has to say in a few minutes about that press conference yesterday. And if you didn't hear, she did keep the crown.
You know how much we love Diddy? He is unbelievable. He's obsessed with himself. He likes being Diddy more than anybody likes
he
being
sure
themselves.
Is.
And he is just bad on every level.
He's taken it to a new level with his blogs, his websites, and his Twitters, though, man. He nonstop wants you to know what Diddy's up to.
Are you not entertained?
So
are you not entertained?
That's correct. We are not entertained.
Is this his full-time job now?
Yes.
Is this what he does?
Well, I mean, this is...
I mean, what does he do?
What he's doing with Twitter and with his video log, his TV and all that stuff, is just trying to sell the product, sell his line of clothes and all that kind of stuff. But he's just, he's so hateable.
I know a lot of y'all lactose intolerant, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Look at this. Altadena vitamin D milk, whole milk, too.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Diddy.
That's great.
Fascinating.
Everything he does is fascinating to him.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about the milk I drink. Shut up. No one cares. Steve Zahn, very excellent actor.
Oh, he's great.
Yes.
He's going to be in our studio today talking about his new movie, Management. And I'm afraid we might have a problem with Ralph, guys, because Ralph loves himself some Steve Zahn.
He does.
And
he does have a man crush, yeah.
Said in passing yesterday after the show that he was thinking about kissing him on the lips.
Oh,
so,
uh-oh.
Yeah. We might need to keep him away.
I'll be happy if that's all that happens today. I'm afraid Steve Zahn is going to end up in the trunk of Ralph's car.
Yeah.
That's my fear, is it's going to be time for the chloroform rag in the rope.
Yeah, so we need to. I'm not sure everyone rolls with that like you do, Bean, but maybe. We need to keep an eye on it.
Ralph's
going to
make Steve Zahn go home with him and force him to act out roles in all of Ralph's favorite movies.
Yeah, probably true. So we got that. We got tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2009. And we're going to tell you about Top Gun Day. You know, it's Top Gun Day today.
You don't have to tell me that.
Woo! Top Gun Day.
What should I be doing?
I don't know what you
should be
doing.
Do I have to take my shirt off?
Yes.
And play some volleyball,
play volleyball in slow motion. That's what you do. We'll find out about that. And we got Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
When's Steve Zahn getting here?
Well, he's getting here a little
when
later.
When is he getting here?
Steve's on.
I think
on.
It's what 8 o'clock, maybe? 8 o'clock, 8:15, something right. like that?
I'll be in my dressing room until he gets here.
You don't have a dressing room.
Well, I'm going to go make one.
Okay.
You're a big fan of Mr. Zahn? Is that what you're telling us? You're
one of my favorite actors in the world.
Mm-hmm.
One of my acting heroes.
Are you going to be able to be professional around him?
No.
Not at all.
No
all
way.
Right.
In the words of Steve Zahn himself, in the movie That Thing You Do,
mm-hmm.
where Tom Hanks says, "It's very important that you don't stink today," Steve Zahn says, "I make no guarantees."
All right. Very excited about that. And a man claiming to be Bob Dylan is talking to us just after the top of the hour. So stick around for that on the Kevin DeBede Show. First, though, 5:53. Ralph is here with the showbiz beat for a new morning. What's going on?
Did you see the season finale of Fringe last night?
No, I didn't.
My head rolled right off my shoulders.
I taped it.
What?
It's a whole new world. It's a whole new world, people.
Is it?
Well, without a head, it would be.
It was pretty cool.
Something happened with the pattern? Did we find
no,
out?
Oh, it's the big things happened. Big things happened.
Love that show.
Still don't know who the bald guy is looking at everything, though. That's the answer I want.
Who's the bald guy?
The Observer. I want to know who the Observer was. You know, the guy with no eyebrows and everything. He just wears that hat and looks at everything.
And now we have to wait for months? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Oh.
But Leonard Nimoy stopped by last night as William Bell. It was very exciting. You know, I think Fringe.
What was that?
There he is. Fringe, you know, we talk about Lost, we talk about Heroes, and there's a lot of big sort of epic dramas on television. Fringe, very under the radar, is quickly becoming one of my favorite dramas on television.
That's what I think, too.
It's a really, really good show.
Yeah. So,
good stuff last night. Well, looks like America is stuck with Lindsay Lohan for the time being.
Mm. Were we going to get rid of her?
We're trying.
Oh.
New York Daily News says she was red flagged by custom officials in Montreal, Canada, after investigating her criminal history, and they weren't too happy with the DUI convictions that popped up. The representatives from that country promptly asked her to leave.
What?
She was thrown out of Canada.
Montreal.
You're kidding.
Really?
Yeah, because of her criminal past. They don't cotton to that kind of behavior up north.
They throw you
they're
out?
They're very strict with the criminal histories of who they let into the country. I've heard this before, actors who can't work up there because of their... Well, domestic
wow.
abuse busts.
You got to drive in, then. That's the answer. They don't check any of that stuff if you drive.
That's
yeah, they don't
true,
care.
Yeah. But I just thought it was weird. She couldn't get into Montreal.
That's
Montreal?
Not Montreal. Monty Hall.
Montreal.
Wasn't funny the first time, not funny
it's
now.
It's always funny.
Nah.
Brooke Shields and the Kiefer Sutherland and the Jack McCullough triangle continues on. No one could figure out what happened.
Is this Headbutt 09?
This is when Kiefer Sutherland was at the gala costume event at the Met in New York. Jack McCullough was talking to Brooke Shields. We know that much. Something happened between the two of them that Kiefer took exception to. He was cocktailing, by all accounts, and then headbutted the guy in the face.
Headbutted him in
reasonable.
The face.
Sounds reasonable to me.
We don't know what happened, but now Brooke has stopped talking about it and is only releasing statements via her lawyer. And here's what she has to say. While at the party, Brooke was bumped into by Jack McCullough, and Kiefer Sutherland became concerned.
Give him the breathalyzer!
Kiefer has always been a gentleman in her company. We don't know what that means.
That doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean. She won't say what happened, and he won't say what happened, so.
Now, is this a criminal investigation?
Yes.
Or is somebody... Okay.
Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland has been brought up on charges.
And it's because of the Jack guy claims he was hurt?
Well, he had a split nose. Everyone could tell he was hurt, pretty much.
Yeah.
So they're investigating. They can't really figure out what he could have done that caused Kiefer Sutherland to jump into action. I'm suggesting he threatened the president. That's what I'm thinking. That's usually when Jack Bauer gets involved.
Could be.
Brooke Hogan is disgusted by her mother's 20-something boyfriend.
Okay.
So she has given her an ultimatum, according to Fox News. Pick your young boyfriend or me, Mom, Brooke Hogan said to her mother.
Bye-bye.
By all accounts, Linda, her mother, has picked the young stud. Brooke was seen at a big birthday bash last week for her 21st birthday in Vegas, and along with her was her father, Hulk Hogan, her brother, Nick Hogan, and a few close friends, but mother was not on the invite list. That's sweet.
That is nice.
They seem like a perfectly functional family, those Hogans. What did the Hulkster have to say about that whole evening, Hulk?
Mm-hmm. You guys be cool and eat fruit.
I thought we were going to get a little live.
I did too.
I had it out.
He's a coward.
What about the Hulk, though? What about him dating that girl who looks exactly like his teenage daughter? What about that?
That's creepy.
Does she look the same?
Yeah.
A lot
like her.
Same age, everything?
Close.
I think she's older.
Enough.
She's older, but She looks a lot like her.
Like, shouldn't he have gone out with, like, a pudgy brunette or something just to kind of distance himself from the young thin blonde?
Don't get nuts.
That's
never,
not good.
That's never an option. If you can get hot, you don't go for pudgy brunette.
Sure.
I'm just saying, get a redhead or something. A smoke hot redhead.
Right. That'd be better.
Adrian Grenier.
Yes?
From Entourage.
Mm-hmm.
Is weird.
Okay.
He says, apparently, that he loves the way he smells after swimming in the ocean. So after he showers and gets ready to go out, he splashes himself with bottled seawater. Oh. And the girls apparently go crazy for him. Ladies, do you love that smell of the bay at the Santa Monica Pier?
Really?
Love that smell?
Especially on a rainy day.
I wonder if they go crazy because he's good
looking.
Adrian
Grenier from Entourage?
Yeah, come on.
Or because he smells like the
ocean. I
want to
do him so bad, but he smells like the ocean. It's horrible. That's what they're saying in the ladies' room.
Ugh.
Maybe he's taking that Aquaman thing a little too far. Maybe he's starting to believe his own character.
That's nasty.
What'd you say about Adrian Grenier?
He's flimsy as hell.
I don't think he's flimsy.
He seems like
flimsy.
It to me.
Seems flimsy to you?
He's a pretty boy.
Way flimsy.
He's a pretty boy, but he seems like a really sort of, more like a hippie than a flimsy.
I think he's right. Hippie.
Yeah.
Well, Mike has to be offended at how he weighs about 110 pounds, too.
That's true. He's
without an ounce of muscle on him.
Not nearly buff enough for Mike.
No. There's plenty of waify dudes that are not. He just seems like a guy who's barely a guy. Like,
he doesn't strike me as metrosexual or any of that kind of
stuff.
No,
there's a difference between. He doesn't necessarily have to be metro. He just, like, his body. Like, he seems like he came out, like, at the last second before he came out of his mother's womb, he just turned into a guy. Like, he was almost.
He was a girl the whole way?
Yeah.
He was heading for girl land.
He's a hairy dude, though, too. You ever seen him when he's rocking the full beard and everything? He certainly got a lot of testosterone
going.
There's
a lot of hairy women out there.
There's a movie he came out with before Entourage where he played a high school basketball, like, stud. He was like a blue chip.
Yeah.
And it's you watch him run and play sports, it's pretty laughable. I think that's why I brainwashed myself into
it. A lot of guys weren't basketball players.
No. I'm just talking about running. Like, he has his hands up like he's drinking tea as he runs. It's pretty
crazy. Maybe he used to drink tea when he ran.
I don't understand you, and I don't like you.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. And Depeche Mode frontman Dave Gahan was rushed to the hospital yesterday.
What?
Oh, no.
What
happened?
Suffering a bad case of gastroenteritis.
That's
that the official name?
Stomach problems. He was in Athens, Greece, and the concert there had to be canceled.
Oh, that sucks.
30,000 fans paying $137 a ticket, by the way. At Terravide Park. The show may go on tonight if David is feeling better, but no accounts of whether he'll be in rockin' shape or not.
He may not be rock and rolling tonight. He might be hanging out with you.
Well, compared to previous hospital visits where he was declared dead, this one sounds like it was okay.
Yeah. Got some stomach issues. That's what Dave Gahan has.
Apparently.
Stomach problems. K-Rock microphones were there, apparently. In the hospital.
How is this even possible?
Gastroenteritis.
I understand why he canceled the show now that I hear this.
All right, Dave. Today's celebrity birthday is Harvey Keitel. Oh, it just makes me miss Life on Mars. Another show that got screwed over there on ABC. He was so good on that show. 70 years old. Singer Stevie Wonder is 59. Oh, it's so funny when they hide the cake. Comedian Stephen Colbert from the Colbert Report is 45 years old. There, Darius Rucker, Hootie, and the Blowfish is 43. And actor Robert Pattinson, is 23 years old today. You know him from Twilight. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
How about Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, who's just a hater, as nearly as I can tell. He's got a beautiful young woman who happened to be caught on a windy day with some pervert with a camera in front of her, and he's piling on like she's some sort of Satan.
What's up
with you, Harvey?
Man.
Okay, first of all, douchebag. I'm not an idiot. She's the best thing to happen to us in ages, so, like, I want to get rid of her.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's a good point.
Crazy?
All right, so this is Miss California USA. And she has been trying to explain away these topless photos, which, by the way, are spectacular.
I mean, she's
nothing wrong with them.
She is unbelievable. And that was one of the other funny things. It's like Donald Trump, you know, it's like somebody stepped on his tongue in the middle of this news conference. He was just salivating so much. I mean, you know, it's like these pictures are beautiful. These pictures are fantastic.
Yeah, that was odd.
These pictures are awesome. I mean, it was hilarious. It's like, Donald, she also lied. but that never got addressed.
There's that, sure. No. July, hey, she's not available for phone calls. There's that.
He's having a big week with the Celebrity Apprentice, and then managed to turn this thing into a two-day media firestorm leading up to this press conference,
okay,
right?
So, you know, let's talk about reality here. Here's the reality. She's a liar. And, I mean, just she's crazy. I mean, the people in Miss California, they were going insane. She was so crazy. She was crazy before this happened. But this was just impossible for them. Donald Trump, who is like the greatest, you know, he's just the greatest guy to sense an opportunity that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And he took this stupid pageant, this Miss California pageant, that no one cared about, and turned it into the biggest national story yesterday. I mean, this guy is Barnum and Bailey.
Now, let's talk about Miss California's remarks yesterday from the podium. And I know that you carried it. In fact, I watched some of it live on TMZ.com as it happened.
Got injured when the wind comment came by falling on the ground.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly. What did you make of that comment? And what did you make of her still standing by that the first semi-nude photo that was released was taken when she was 17, which you've told us on numerous occasions is just flat out not true?
Well, I mean, on the 17 thing, we got an email from one of her sponsors who said that after her boob job, and I think I told you it was, I think, January 6th of this year, after the boob job, she sent that picture to him and said, so what do you think? Am I going to be able to become Miss USA now?
Right.
So
right.
She was saying that this happened after the beginning of this year. So, you know, that aside, you know, she starts by, you know, signing contracts saying no nude pictures. And then all of a sudden, four nude pictures come out. There's one nude picture. I was 17. The other ones had to be photoshopped. And then we get these pictures, and then the greatest excuse ever. I mean, because I'm sitting there thinking, how is she going to explain this? And to hear her say that, I mean, you know, the first thing she said was, it was taken in between the modeling shoot.
Right.
That was the most posed picture I've ever seen in my life.
They all were, yes. Yeah. They all were.
I mean, come on. And then it's like, and it was a windy day.
Oh, the wind.
But
the
she
wind.
Didn't know at the time, Harvey.
The wind.
Did you look at the sea, the ocean behind her? Did you look at her hair, not one out of place?
Well, they have ways of photoshopping the ocean so that it looks normal, Harvey. So she, you know, it's a little bit like a retarded person trying to lie to a super smart person. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Well, I hate to say that about people because I'm usually the dumb one, but when she says it was a windy day and the wind just blew my shirt open and I didn't know they were taking pictures, why does she think we are?
It's great. And then Donald never called her on it. And then, I mean, it really is, it's like, you know, the joke about, you know, who are you going to believe, me or your lion eyes? It's
right.
The same thing.
She had a vest on and the wind blew it open.
Oh, it was, that is just hilarious. Hilarious. And the great thing is that she's going to be around.
Yes.
That
yes.
Is great
That's
news.
True.
And she's mostly been doing friendly interviews. I mean, she's mostly been on Fox News and places like that where they're not exactly challenging her on the facts. I don't know if she's going to be able to continue that as the weeks go on. But
well, that's the tricky thing, because what happened was she became completely unavailable to the people at Miss California. That it was driving them crazy. They had to deal with the guy who was Billy Graham's publicist. So.
Right.
That was the person who was speaking for her. She would not have any contact with her own people, which was insane. And, you know, and she was, you know, doing all of these telephone messages, you know, for these organizations promoting, you know, marriage and anti-gay marriage, the whole thing. So now that Donald said he's kind of, you know, Donald kind of came out and said, I was Henry Kissinger here, and I sat them all down together, and now they love each other.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Now if she has to deal with this Miss California, they, I believe, and I have reason to say it, I think they hate her.
Yeah.
And it'll be really interesting to see how this whole thing works, whether she's going to make other appearances.
She certainly looked hot yesterday, by the way. I think it was the best I've ever seen her look was at that press conference.
No one has ever, you know, with everything going on, I haven't heard one person say this is not an unbelievably great-looking woman.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. No
but
kidding.
What do you think the thought process was when she said, I'm going to come up with wind instead of, I mean, don't you at some point just go, look, I made some bad decisions. I regret them now. Well, I mean, what's the, but don't I look good? Don't
dude,
I look good
dude,
now?
Dude, she's a beauty queen.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Sorry, I forgot about that.
You know.
I forgot about that. My bad.
Well, you have managed, once again, Harvey, to be part of the story. That's one of the beautiful things about TMZ.com and why it is essential reading on the internet. And, of course, the TMZ television show, Check Your Local Listings.
Oh, God, you can't hang up on me about the Lindsay thing.
Well, we know you got a meeting. We know you got a meeting to go to.
All right. I
got to
tell you this.
Let's do the
meeting.
Okay.
This is so great. I mean, on a level. So there's an attempted break-in at her house yesterday.
Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
Yeah.
So we find out about it, and we publish it. And what we got from our, you know, law enforcement sources was that somebody jimmied open the back door and got inside and ransacked the house. And what they did was they tripped the alarm. So the alarm company calls the cops come out, and they write this report, and they say the house was ransacked, everything was turned over, they were not sure if anything was taken. So we put the story up, and then we call back about 2 hours later, and somebody in law enforcement says, we don't think it was ransacked. She's just a mess.
Really?
No, what
tripped the alarm, though?
Somebody really did try to jimmy the back door.
Oh,
sure.
I see.
There was definitely an attempted burglary, and they may have gotten in. For sure that happened. But she's just a pig.
She's that much of a slob?
Wow.
Awesome. Somebody tossed the place. Couches were upside down.
Oh, my God.
That's the best.
You get all the good news, Harvey.
Thank you very much.
Okay, guys.
HarveyLevinTMZ.com, and it's 6:30 on Channel 11. Thank you.
I'll see you guys.
Bye
now.
Bye.
By the way, I'm on Diddy's Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Twitter page right now. He's got almost 900,000 followers.
Yeah.
And his last tweet was this. I've never had Jell-O and ice cream before. Have you? That's what we're all following. That's what's going on in Diddy's world right now.
Diddy is one of our favorites because he's obsessed with Diddy. And
yes.
I don't know if you've been watching his YouTube channel, but this is what started it all for us.
Every day I'm going to come to y'all with a message about how I feel. And it's just going to be about how I feel. However I feel at that moment, I'm going to let y'all know. So there's going to be days I feel happy, sad, I'm stressed, I'm angry. So that's what it's called. The segment's going to be called How I'm Feeling.
Who is Twitter more made for more perfectly than Diddy, who thinks every second of his life is very important to everyone?
What are y'all doing? Diddy tweets. Tell me something interesting.
He is gold.
So he's got this new thing. I think it's new. I don't know. I haven't been following him closely enough, but called bitch-assness.
Okay.
Well, it's his version of calling you lame. Okay, that's his. But the word he's come up with is bitch-assness. And he's very, very happy with it. Very happy.
Coined a phrase.
Yes. And now he's starting to act like it's the swine flu or something, where it's an epidemic and it's catching on and you have to be careful. And it's so ridiculous. But the whole thing is just to sell shirts that say, no bitch-assness or whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
So here's Diddy talking about
it. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is your boy Diddy with a no bitch-assness alert check-in. We are still at a level orange. Bitch assness is running extremely high. Springtime is hitting. The weather's about to change. You know, the pressure's on. A lot of haters next. They're panicking. But check this out. We have a remedy for that. Right now, I'm in sunny Los Angeles. And in honor of that, we have a spring no bitch assness collection.
Okay, so he's got T-shirts that he's trying to move.
Okay.
From his clothing company.
That's what this is all about.
That's what this is all about, yes.
Okay. We have the flavors to go with your kicks. You know what I'm saying? The flavors. Right here, we got the red and white. Boom. We got the Lakers purple. Boom. What color is this?
Teal.
We got that neon. Because you got to be able to see motherfucking at night. When the lights is off, you still got to be able to have your shirt on and be able to, you know.
What?
Be able to repel. Buy yourself one. To make sure you have your vaccine. Or buy your friend one. Buy your man one. Your man may be, you may have a bitch ass man. Buy your girl one. She may need to sleep in one. This may be a pajama for her. She may have some bitch assness in her.
I don't think there's ever been a concept that he's come up with where he said, you know what? That didn't work. Really not all that interesting.
No.
Let's move on. He just loves him.
Great idea.
How can you see it in the dark and then also wear it as pajamas if you want to sleep in it? Won't it keep you up at night?
I'm not sure he's thought through quite that to that extreme. So then he gets some of his friends to act. Now, this is Diddy's friends. One of them is acting like a news reporter in the street.
Oh, good.
One of them is the anchor back in the news, and they do a fake newscast about this disease that's catching.
This is an NBC News special report.
This is Al Pennyfeather, and I'm here in the heart of Times Square, New York City. And there is just bitch-assness rampant everywhere I look. I just seen about a dozen people walk by me that had just so much bitch-assness in them, it was ridiculous. This is a cold orange...
Okay, it was ridiculous. So then they cut from him to Diddy, who's watching the news.
Oh, all right.
And is now thinking to himself, I thought I had this contained. It's like it's a whole...
Wow.
It's a whole movie that he's... Yes, it's a whole thing where he's going, oh, no, it's catching.
Alert, I repeat.
I thought it was quarantine.
Let's go back to Sheila in the studio.
All right, now they go back to Sheila in the studio, which is another friend of Diddy's, obviously, because she's horrible.
There are several signs of bitch-assness. Short-term memory loss, excessive excuses, chronic blinking, scratching. Please use precaution.
Chronic blinking and scratching.
It sounds like my dog.
What does that even mean?
Maybe your dog has bitch-assness.
I guess so.
Who is it?
Now somebody knocks on Diddy's door, and he's really worried because it's getting
out there. Terrified.
Yeah, he thought it was quarantine, but it's not now. What if somebody brings it to his door? But it's his assistant.
Who is it?
It's David. I'm here to go over your schedule for the day.
Schedule? How do I know you haven't been infected with the bitch assness disease? You were supposed to be here an hour ago.
I know, sir.
He's talking through the. He's looking through the peephole and talking through the door.
But I got stuck in traffic trying to get here from the studio.
Excuses.
Oh, no.
First sign of bitch-assness.
Yep.
Did you bring my iPod with you for my run this morning?
I think I forgot it, sir. Let me go get it right now.
Did you bring my iPod for my run?
Doesn't he have his
iPod? Who doesn't
iPod
has their
home?
iPod with yeah. him, first of all?
His assistant
who has an assistant
has to do
that brings you your iPod in the morning? That bring doesn't make any sense.
Bring me my iPod. I must run.
You can't open that door, though, and maybe possibly get infected with the bitch-assness.
That's correct. He's very worried about that.
David has been infected with the bitch-assness disease.
David, you have been infected. Move away from my door right now.
No, sir. I'm clean.
No, sir.
There's no bitch-assness here, bad boy.
That was close, y'all. Bitch-assness is back. Please, do yourself a favor. We must put a stop to it now.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
So if I have the shirt,
yes,
I'm protected.
That's correct.
Is that right?
That's
so I could
it.
Open the door and David could come in and I would still be okay.
That's the entire marketing scheme.
Doesn't
yes.
Diddy have I like see. Thousands of shirts in his house?
Didn't seem to. Didn't seem to have any of them.
All he had to do was put one on.
Sure could have put one on. Could have hugged the guy and nothing would have happened.
Darn.
How is it he's inventing the rules for this fantasy world, yet he still somehow gets burned? Like, why can't he beat his own game?
I can't answer that. I can only say that Diddy is maybe the most annoying person on earth.
But we love him.
Nope.
Are you not entertained?
We are not.
Are you not entertained?
We are not, no.
Can blacklister Anel to the Kevin and Bean Show writes in about the Diddy tape you were playing a minute ago, mm-hmm. Kevin? Diddy may have avoided the bitch-assness, but apparently he is not immune to several other strains of the same virus, including but not limited to dumb-assness, lame-assness, and the most deadly of all, corny-ass mogul with way too much time on his hands-ness. He definitely has that as well.
Yeah.
Someone needs to give Diddy a job or something that keeps him off the internet. I think that's what's required here. All right, 6:52, an Amy Winehouse update for you coming up after the top of the hour. Right now, Ralph's got all the other showbiz news for a Wednesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I give...
we have a winner, believe it or not.
I don't think we do.
Before I give you the latest in showbiz news, I've got tickets to give away to the very special K-Rock advance screening of Terminator Salvation.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Movie comes out on the 21st? No, I don't think so. I don't think I'll wait that long. I think I'll see it early with K-Rock. Booyakah! I got 5 pairs of tickets to give away. If you know the answer to this very difficult Terminator trivia question, this is just for hardcore Terminator fans. Not everyone will get this.
All right.
Telling you now. 5 pairs to give away. The first 5 people with the correct answer at 1-800-520-1067. You will be the winner. Everyone's saying, oh, this is the 4th Terminator movie. Oh, this movie's going to be the 4th Terminator movie. Wrong! There was a 5th Terminator movie hidden amongst the other Terminator movies.
What?
It was only shown in 2 locations.
Really?
In America. Starred Linda Hamilton.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Directed really? By James Cameron.
What do you mean it only showed in 2 places in America?
That's the trivia question, bitch.
Well, why?
Stop with your bitch-assness.
So that's the 4th one is the one you're looking for information on. This Christian Bale one would be the 5th now, right?
That's what I'm saying,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another Terminator movie.
Wow.
That's what I'm telling you. It was made in 1996.
Okay.
Give me the name of that movie. Give me the name of that hidden Terminator movie. The secret Terminator movie. The little-known Terminator movie.
Huh.
Give me the name of that one.
Odd. Doesn't seem like a good marketing ploy.
No.
And if you got the name of it, then you're going to get a pair of tickets to go see Terminator Salvation. How about that? Because we all know Terminator.
Sure.
You don't know Terminator 2.
Sure.
You don't know Terminator 3.
Sure.
You know this one.
Don't know this?
You don't know this one.
The secret one.
You don't know
You're
the
unbelievable,
one.
Man. You're unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Maxim Magazine has released their Hot 100 for 2009. You know how much these lists piss me off.
Yeah. Well, okay. They tend to put people who shouldn't be on the list up high so everyone will talk about it, I think.
In this case, I'm okay with their number one pick.
Okay.
It certainly is an argument could be made. However, when you see how they've listed some of the other women. Oh, yeah. Sweet heaven. Oh, sweet Jesus in heaven. Just unacceptable.
All right.
For example, my beloved, my Charlize Theron.
Yes.
38th on the list this year. 38th.
Wow.
That's absurd.
Yeah. She is behind Britney Spears at 17.
How man. Is that possible?
That's what I'm talking about. Come on. Really? She's behind Hillary Duff at 31.
Come what? On now.
Yeah. Come on. Really? Hayden, she's behind Hayden Panettiere, by the way, at 36.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Let's see who's listed way out of whack with their hotness. Actually, it's a pretty good list. Let me give you the top 10 and see what you think. No, because I'm debating, you know, like Katy Perry's at 15.
Right.
She may not be the 15th hottest, but she's pretty hot. It's hard
yeah.
to argue.
Yeah, she is.
You know?
She is.
I feel the same way Christina Aguilera, though, is at 14. She beats out Katy Perry.
Not even
that's
on
not
the list.
Yeah, right?
Not no. even on the not list.
That's wrong.
She's a mess.
Yeah, I agree. But here's your top 10. All right, here's now we can start the fight.
All right.
Number 10. Top 10 out of 100.
Okay.
Keep in mind the people I've told you about before.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Love Hewitt is number 10th on the list.
No.
Nope.com.
How is that even possible?
Nope.com. 10 years ago, absolutely.
I think she's still pretty hot.
She is, but she's not 10th.
No, probably not.
Definitely not 10.
Probably not.
Especially
right.
when she's got her boyfriend on her arm.
She's not ahead of Jessica Biel at 11 or Jessica Alba at 13.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No,
not.
That's true.
Yeah.
Gina Carano at 16.
No.
Marissa Miller at 18.
What?
Wow. You just, Kate you just Beckinsale hurt. At 22.
Oh, come on.
What's going on? What's happening here?
Angelina Jolie at 26.
What?
No.
What?
Jennifer Love Hewitt above all those.
What?
Jordana Brewster at 9.
Wow.
Again, not hotter than all the women I just mentioned.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true.
Rihanna on at number 8.
Nope.
Again, not hotter than any of the women I just mentioned.
Wow.
Number 7, Adriana Lima. Okay, I'll give him that one. Number 6, Eliza Dushku.
Sure.
Number 5, Mila Kunis. From that 70s Show and Family
she's
Guy.
She's pretty hot.
She's hot.
She's way hot, but is she top 5?
Hotter than
no.
Marissa Miller, though?
No,
come on.
No.
Is she hotter than Beale, Meester, Alba, Perry, Carano, Miller?
No.
No.
Bloodgood, McCoy?
No.
Beckinsale?
No.
Mendez?
Nope.
Jolie?
No.
Saldana? Cruz?
No. I think the answer
Johansson,
to that would be no.
Lively?
I'm going with
Kournikova?
No.
You are naming the best law firm ever.
Malin Ackerman from the Watchmen movie. Number 4th on the list.
No.
No, I don't think so either.
She's hot.
She's pretty hot.
But 4th?
But she's
fourth.
Not
no.
4th.
No.
Yeah. No.
Number 3, Bar Raffaelli.
There we go.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on that one.
Sure.
Number 2, Megan Fox.
All right.
Yeah, I think we can all
number
agree.
Number 2.
Yeah, number
right.
2.
Okay.
And who beat out Megan Fox at the number 1 on the Maxim Magazine Hot 100 for 2009? Olivia Wilde from House.
There
Olivia
it is.
Wilde.
Wow.
I can get behind
I can't
that.
Dig it.
I can get behind that.
All right.
I absolutely can get behind that.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
Oh! We have a winner for my secret super duper tough trivia question.
Tom, hi.
Hi. T2 3D, Battle Across Time.
T2 3D, Battle Across Time.
Yeah!
Now explain, please.
An original Terminator movie made by James Cameron, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Linda Hamilton, Robert Patrick, but only was at Universal Studios, Hollywood, and Orlando.
Oh, at the theme park.
Terminator 2 3D Battle Across Time was a special film shown in special theaters only in those two locations. But it was a completely original Terminator film.
How about that?
Good answer. Well done, Tom.
Thank you very much.
You're going to see the special advanced screening of Terminator Salvation, thanks to K-Rock. Hold on, we'll give you all the details.
Thanks, guys.
Elvis got it right as well. Martin, Edward, and Adolfo.
There you go.
Aye.
Edward's probably Edward Furlong. Dude, I knew that. Can I get some drug money?
Allegedly.
Allegedly,
sure.
Right. Let's all move to New Orleans.
Yep.
That way Stormy Daniels, wicked porn star, can be our new senator.
Woo!
She's running
really?
For Senate?
Yes! Here's what happened. They've
Please.
Got a Republican senator down there that no one's very pleased with, named Senator David Vitter.
Okay.
David, by all accounts, is a pretty slimy dude. And he got popped when they found his phone number in the records of the D.C. Madam. Remember that whole hullabaloo?
Right, yeah.
He is claiming now that his wife has forgiven him of his very serious sin, as he calls it. And he's hoping the voters will do the same. Well, there's a bunch of disgruntled voters down there who are trying to draft Louisiana native Stormy Daniels to run for Senate against him. And Stormy says she is now going on a listening tour around Louisiana to talk to the voters about a wide range of issues to see whether she actually will run against Vitter in the election next year or not. But she's seriously considering it. And some people say, you can't win. It'll be a tough fight. And here's what Stormy had to say.
Oh, I'm always up for a good fight. And I think anybody that knows me is more than aware of that. Politics can't be any dirtier of a job than the one I'm already in.
Politics can't be any dirtier of a job than the one I'm already in.
She has a point.
She is absolutely ready for the Senate, and I am moving to there so I can vote for her.
Louisiana politics are effed up
politics,
anyway. Politics,
sure. Politics is not any dirtier a job than I'm already in.
That's true.
Kevin Ryder, her official speechwriter.
Kevin is writing her comments now.
How old is Stormy Daniels? Is she an older porn star, Ralph, or is she still
hot in the
business?
You don't know who Stormy Daniels is?
I've heard the name, but I can't place her in the chronology of all porn stars. Is she a current
yes,
porn star?
She's way current and way hot.
My crotch really, really loves it.
This is the man who runs our bell, by the way. He doesn't know who Stormy Daniels is.
Okay. Here's my problem with Bean. It's that...
Well, I don't know we have time for that.
Yeah, really.
I support Bean with Alita and all these other newscasters and everything because I like all forms of hotness in Poontang. Bean is so obsessed with this, but has no idea that there's naked pictures of Marissa Miller.
Right.
He has no idea that Stormy Daniels, what she looks like.
He's so busy fascinating about a weather girl in a sweater, he doesn't know there's a smoking hot girl having sex with people on camera.
Like, he's so narrow-minded. Yeah. He's a myopic pervert.
Does she do news?
How dare you?
Does she read the news blog? Is she a newscaster?
Oh, man.
Then I'm out.
I say let's do the show from New Orleans and have her on and help pimp her out her campaign.
She lives out here. She lives in Chatsworth. I don't think we have to go to New Orleans to have her on. We can have her on right here.
Well, she doesn't even have to be a resident to run in that state for the Congress, for God's sake.
I think she still owns property back there. She's a native. She was born and raised in Louisiana, but she has, you know, she's been in the porn business for a while. She lives out here in the valley now.
I got you.
Wow. Bean's got all kinds of problems with Stormy Daniels.
I have nothing against her at all. I just was trying to place her. That's all. By the way, what
does she have to
do
with the news?
Wicked.com. You want to place her? Place her in my pants. That's where I place her.
Wasn't it Louisiana that had the former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan as one of their state representatives?
Yeah.
David Duke. Remember him?
Duke.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a nutty state. That's a nutty state down there.
It's honked up.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Robert Pattinson from Twilight. He's 23 years old today. Darius Rucker of Hootie and the Blowfish is 43. Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report is 45 years old.
If you don't like the news, you don't like the newscasts, watch Colbert. That and the Daily Show.
Daily Show.
Comedy Central is great.
It's like
way
a spoonful of sugar that helps the medicine go down.
Correct.
That's what that is.
I can't watch it though. No hot chicks on Colbert.
Yeah. Hmm.
I'm gonna play Bean out.
I like it.
No, I guess I can't. It's not working.
What? Number five?
Yeah, it's not working.
Yeah, it was.
I was very excited.
It was working.
I was very excited to try it.
It was working.
Did you erase it like I didn't tell you?
No. Hotkey not assigned, it says. Hotkey not assigned. Yeah.
Sorry,
hotkey not assigned, it says.
We'll get that next hour.
I'm going to kill you.
Would have been nice.
We'll get that next hour.
Try out that
would have been funny,
new little sound.
That would have been great. Yeah. We had that sound ready.
With that sound.
Yep.
It would have been nice.
That would have been good.
This should not happen in America.
That's correct.
All right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Saturday, by the way, we are going to be down in Irvine at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater for the K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2009. It's an annual tradition. Usually it's 150 degrees out there, and everybody has a great time. Weezer, Kings of Leon, Jimmy Eat World, so much more on the bill. You've heard about that. Did you hear the announcement late yesterday? Just added to the show a special performance by our friend Travis Barker along with DJ AM. How about that?
I love that. That's so cool.
I really love that. They're good.
That's going to take the party home. They do something amazing that no one else does. They got a tremendous act. And Travis Barker, of course, back together with Blink-182. They will be in our studio Monday morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll catch up with all things new with Blink.
Yeah, we have Linkin Park on Monday as well.
Wow.
And we have Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. On Friday.
No kidding.
Of this week.
When are you guys going to start getting some real musicians?
How about that?
Seriously.
What's happening here? You know who we miss, though, who we wish was playing, is Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yeah.
She's really the best.
I hear she's healthy and happy and strong and vibrant and full of life and couldn't be doing any better. Am I wrong?
Well, yes, you're wrong. She's back in St. Lucia, and she was headlining a jazz festival there. And apparently
She got on stage, and I've seen some of the video of this. The background singers and the drummer and the all of the musicians were playing
the sober ones.
And it took about a minute for her to come in. They were all just looking at her like, bum, 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 bum. And then they were just looking at her and looking at her, and she wasn't – and they were looking at her and going, okay, come on, anytime, anytime. So she got up and started singing. She got halfway through. She collapsed into the arms of a backup singer.
Really?
She walked off stage during the middle of one of her own songs called Some Unholy War. She said, I'm sorry, I'm bored. And she turned and walked off stage and started sucking her thumb.
Perhaps she wasn't ready to return to the live stage until she gets some of these health problems worked out, maybe.
That wasn't health, that was boredom.
And by health problems, you mean just boredom.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's why you collapse. I collapse from boredom.
Yeah, a lot.
Well, I don't know how producer Alex does it, but she has once again managed to line up the beautiful Miss Amy Winehouse on the phone with us from St. Lucia right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Amy.
Hey, how you doing? Kevin and Bean, how are you?
Good. We're looking for Amy Winehouse, please.
Yeah, this is Amy Winehouse.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You called me.
You sound like a dude.
Well, that's because my voice is all gravelly.
Okay, all right.
But I never get tired of going through this every time you call.
No, you find it very funny.
Endlessly entertaining for me as well as your listeners, I'm sure.
I think so as well. Thank you.
I'm glad you do.
All right.
Amy, why agree to do a concert when you clearly don't want to and you're not healthy enough to perform?
I did want to. As you know, jazz is my life.
And really?
When I was given the opportunity to perform at a jazz festival, I had to take it up.
Okay.
I had to bring the party home.
But basically, all you did on stage was drink and faint.
Very little
singing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's jazz, man.
That's not jazz.
Yeah, it is. I was free-forming.
No.
It was free-form performing.
So when you were singing your own song, Some Unholy War, your own song from your own album.
Yeah, but it was a jazz version, man. Yeah.
Right, but you quit in the middle of it and walked off and said you're bored.
That wasn't a quit. That was a refrain.
Oh.
Yeah, I was refraining from doing any more of a song.
Is that what they call performance art? Is that what that is?
It's jazz, man.
All right.
Free for form, you know? It's like I just had to keep things fresh in my own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you're so tired of all the times you've sung in the last 2 years, which has to be less than five, right?
Yes, oh, I'm exhausted.
What about the part in the story from St. Lucia where you threw a piece of chewed gum into the crowd and then repeatedly raised your dress up to expose your underwear on stage?
I like to give my fans a little piece of myself.
Yeah, that's...
And sometimes that piece is chewing gum.
That's a filthy piece of gum right there.
Sometimes that piece is literally my piece.
Nobody wants to see that.
Nope.
I can guarantee you that.
Well, that's why I covered it with panties.
All right, good. That's not enough.
I save it. I save the underbits for my special friends.
Who would that be now?
Exterminators, gynecologists,
pizza delivery boy,
spelunkers.
Apparently the only rudiment. Oh wow! The only relief, I guess, for the people who spent $50 to see you, and that's a lot of money for some of the people living in St. Lucia, is that the concert was cut short because of a heavy downpour, which I think is God saying, Amy, not so much with you in the
singing. No, I feel like it was God crying. He was so moved by my performance that brought him to tears.
Really? Because I have a clip of you singing I'd like to play, and let's listen to it and see if God was moved to tears by this particular song.
All right.
You're just a little boy. You're just a little boy. Underneath the hell. All right, okay. Okay. 5, 6.
Yeah, that doesn't.
That
does not sound. It's not jazz.
Me.
You're clapping for yourself.
Oh, that jazz.
That was great.
That wasn't great. That was terrible.
It was like Miles Copeland.
I think you mean Miles Davis.
Business. Miles Davis.
Yes.
Yes.
Or him. Stuart Copeland. All right. I don't think we're going to agree on that. But
Aaron
okay.
Copeland.
I don't know who that is.
He's a composer, but it has nothing to do with what you were trying to do on stage in St. Lucia.
You just don't dig it, daddy-o.
Is jazz walking off stage and sucking your thumb? You did that apparently as well.
In Geneva, yes.
In Geneva.
Yes.
What does that even mean, Amy?
I'm so high, I have no idea.
Less than an hour from now on the Kevin and Bean Show, one of Ralph Garman's personal heroes, actor Steve Zahn, is going to be joining us. Plus, we'll find out why today is Top Gun Day. What's that all about? Is it the new Talk Like a Pirate Day? We'll find out in about 10 minutes or so, all coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show.
First time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. There's an answering machine there. You can leave us a message 24 hours a day on any topic.
Have you guys seen the Rihanna pictures? Oh, yeah. Giggity. Giggity. Oh, yeah.
I spent a lot of time thinking about this sort of thing, and I was frankly surprised to see how big her boobs are.
Me too.
I know, right?
I have to say.
I know, right?
So, I was just listening to Ralph go on and on about how he hates saying, I know, right? It is kind of obnoxious, but I just want to know why Ralph's so mad about everything. I hate Twitter. I'm boycotting it. Never been on it. But really, Ralph, you need to be so angry. That's all I'm saying. You know, right?
He does need to be that angry. Yes, that is true. He would die unless he had something to hate.
He takes the pass. He shoots. He scores. I know, right?
The reviews are coming in fast and furiously for Kevin and Bean Whistle the Hits, which we did a couple days ago to popular demand, by popular demand. And I think we satisfied everybody with it.
Oh, God. Kevin and Bean Whistle the Hits? When do we get our murder button?
Good. Wow. That's a good delivery from like a six-year-old.
It was.
That was really strong.
And I love the fact that thanks to this show, we're teaching little kids that the way to solve conflict is a murder button that you can push and the other person will die.
When do I get my murder button? I love that kid.
Oh, God. Kevin Bean Whistle the Hits. When do we get our murder button?
Yeah. We only do Kevin Bean Whistle the Hits once every 10 years, so you are safe for a while now.
Safe meaning bored.
Yeah, right.
Wait. I don't know if you saw the Star Trek, but Tyler Perry was in it.
Yeah,
Tyler Perry was in Star Trek.
I don't want to go off on a rant, but what the hell was Madea doing in the Star Trek movie? Madea? Really? Madea? Are there no other black people? You gotta get Madea to play the Admiral, whatever his name was, in the Star Trek movie? What the hell?
I hadn't thought about it that way.
Murder button. Hey, you know who else is in the Star Trek movie? I can't believe we've never mentioned this. You know J.J. Abrams' childhood best friend, actor Greg Grunberg, right?
Yes.
Who's on everything. He's in Felicity. He was in Lost. He's in everything, right? Well, people were going, hey, where's Greg Grunberg in the new Star Trek film? Because he's in all of his stuff. Mission Impossible, right?
Yeah, I didn't see him in it.
Apparently, it's just his voice. They just used his voice in the Star Trek movie. So if you know it's there, I don't remember what scene it is, but if you know it's there, you can hear him.
He says, space, the final frontier.
He did keep his streak alive of appearing in all the J.J. Abrams stuff, though.
Why does man need new drugs? Why does man need new drugs? Why does man need new drugs? Why does man need new drugs?
Good question.
Seems to be the time of year when all the magazines are coming out with the hottest lists.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in the checkout counter at the grocery store. I just cannot believe Christina Applegate got the cover for People's 100 Most Beautiful People. I mean, I always watch her on the boob tube, you know, and I'm always trying to stay abreast of what she's doing in public life, you know. I don't want to knock her, but I just really think this time people chose the wrong person. I think the whole thing really just went up.
Oh. Come on. That was well crafted. Even if you're offended, that was pretty well crafted.
He scores! They're gay, also gay, really, really gay.
All right.
Gay.
I think we got it.
They like men, and they're gay.
I think we got it.
Also gay. Gay, Eric.
And finally, this guy loves us pretty much on a daily basis.
Hey, I know you like listener jokes, so I thought I'd contribute a couple. First one, why did the Kevin and Bean listener cross the road? Because you, that's why. Or how about this classic? How many Kevin and Bean employees does it take to screw in a light bulb? Off and die, that's how many. You.
That guy. He has a crush on us, and it's kind of embarrassing. 323-520-AFRO.
You know, it's funny, Kevin. I thought that I enjoyed the movie Top Gun at the time. I haven't seen it maybe since it was in the theater, and I thought, hey, that was a pretty good movie. But now that I've been on TopGunDay.com, now that I've checked out the website and revisited some of the clips from that movie, I realize what a terrible film that is.
Yeah, how did anyone like it originally? That's
how was it great? How was it Tom? How was it one of Tom Cruise's biggest movies ever?
You have to put yourself back in the time.
Was
you guys.
It 81? Let's ask listener Greg. Hey, Greg.
Hey.
When did the movie Top Gun come out?
It came out May 16th
of
1986.
1986. Okay, so 23 years ago, and is this year 2009 the first ever official Top Gun Day?
Absolutely. You got to call the ball.
Call the ball.
Is that
it's time
to
buzz the tower?
Is that one of the lines from the movie?
Yeah, it's one of the premier lines.
Premiere. By the way, the actual real life pilot who buzzed the tower in that film, the guy who played one of, you know, he was the stunt pilot for the actors in the film. He's on the space shuttle that just went up this week. That actual dude from that movie is one of the dudes up in the space shuttle right now. Isn't that cool? Yeah.
Nope.
Greg, did you know that?
Yeah. I actually just read that on Wikipedia, and you can totally believe everything on there.
That's true. Yeah. That's what I think. All right, how did Top Gun Day begin? Why is it new for 2009? What's the deal?
Well, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, Top Gun is awesome, and every time I go out drinking with the boys, it just seems like we're always talking about Top Gun, throwing out quotes from the movie, and I don't know, man. My wife, I always wanted to be a fighter pilot when I was a kid, so my wife, for Christmas this year, got me a fighter pilot simulation. So anyway, leading up to that, I just started quoting it, and one day I got a stupid idea. I'm like, you know, we need to celebrate Top Gun. I mean, there's Pirate Day, there's Pajama Day, there's even Star Wars Day now. So
That's right.
But,
yeah.
But then at any point in that thought process, did you think, no, that would be dumb?
No, absolutely not.
Didn't think that. Okay.
No, I'm not kidding you.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you.
So Greg, I mentioned right as we brought you on that revisiting the clips, and you've got a bunch of clips up on your website, topgunday.com, it occurred to me that it was not a well-acted or written movie. Do you feel the same way, or do you have such nostalgia for that film that you continue to love it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's one of those movies that you got to love, or you know, you just kind of love to hate it. It's not really a very good movie.
Right, but okay, so you like it because it's not very good.
Exactly, but it's one of the best movies ever at the same time.
Here's what I like about Top Gun, though, is that it's not very good, but at least when you go back and watch it, it's way worse than you remember. It doesn't even hold up a little bit.
Yeah, and you got to watch real closely for the editing, too, because the editing's actually very, very bad in it.
Here's a scene from Top Gun that I'm sure Greg will identify with.
You guys really are cowboys.
What's your problem, Kazansky?
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe.
Talking to Tom Cruise.
I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Nice. Man, I am dangerous.
Yeah. How did that movie ever get made? Anyone?
It's the best movie ever. I mean,
right.
It's the best line ever in any movie ever. I mean, seriously. The writing there is perfect.
Greg, what do you do to celebrate Top Gun Day? Like, we talk like a pirate day. You know, there are parties and there are costumes and there's and there's all that kind of stuff. What are we supposed to do to celebrate Top Gun Day?
Well, you know, I actually put a little bit of a twist on this. I'm a web guy. That's what I do for work and whatnot. So, you know, I'm on all the social networks, Twitter and everything. So this one, you're supposed to update, like, your profile picture on all your social networks with, like, a Top Gun image, you know, something like that. And then, you know, update your status with as many Top Gun Day quotes as you can throughout the day. So you know, just simple things like that. I tried to make it really easy.
Can we put up the gayest video ever, which is of them playing volleyball in slow motion with the water glistening on their on their hot hot bodies?
Absolutely.
Go back and watch that scene again and tell me that doesn't make you gay. I know a lot of people think that you can't be made gay, it's a birth thing, but that scene, that volleyball scene, instant gayness. That's the way it works.
His shirt on too.
Interesting, but it's so funny. Again, Lisa's so right. You got to try to put yourself back into what it was like in 1983. If you were old enough to see that movie back then, I don't remember. Did a lot of people walk out of the theater back then, Greg, saying, "Wow, was that a gay volleyball scene?" Or was it just not viewed through the same prism that we look at things now?
I have no idea. I was only about 10 when the movie came out. So to me, I think it was just one of those things like, oh, they're all wearing jeans. I never played volleyball in jeans.
That's a good
real
point.
Genius in your flying, Maverick, but I can't say that in there. I was afraid that everyone in that tax trailer would see right through me. And I just don't want anyone to know that I've fallen for you.
Yeah,
that is some really bad acting. Wow.
I didn't remember how horrible that movie was.
Greg, I don't think there's any reason to suspect that you have not created something that will be lasting. And I mean, like Talk Like a Pirate Day started out in a newspaper article, and then the next year it got a little bit bigger, and the year after a little bit bigger. Now it's on calendars across America, for God's sakes. I don't see any reason why we won't be talking to you next May 13th as well.
I'd like to suggest it's a bad idea. I'd like to suggest we not do that. I'd like to suggest this should be stopped right here.
No one's listening to you.
I'm suggesting you are absolutely right.
By the way, not to mention that music. Seriously.
Yeah, I don't think Kenny Loggins even plays that one in concert anymore. All right, Top Gun. Top Gun. I'm buying.
You're what?
I'm buying Top Gun. Greg, great job on this. Thanks for tipping us off, dude. We appreciate it. Have a happy Top Gun Day. Kevin and Bean Show Wednesday morning. Ralph, how do you feel knowing that your hero is 6 feet away behind glass in the other studio?
It's nerve-wracking.
A little daunting. Steve Zahn looking on?
Because you know I love him.
Steve Zahn is here. Ralph.
I love him in a very heterosexual way, but I love him nonetheless. Mm-hmm. Deeply.
Did you say yesterday after the show that you might kiss him on the lips?
I said there might be a danger if I get carried away.
Okay.
He's that good. That's how good he is.
Okay.
In a world full of a bland acting, in a world full of the CW and the flavor of the week, in a world full of performances that are not remarkable in the least, Steve Zahn delivers every time he's on my screen.
But you also said you would bury your wife in a shallow grave for 20 minutes alone with Mr. Zahn.
I never said that.
That was you, Bean.
That was you.
That was you, yeah.
I knew it was one of us. Okay. Yes. All right. Steve Zahn joins us, plus more tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2009 coming up between 8 and 9. In fact, Steve Burnett from Orange just won his You Could Be Next. Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Before I get to the Showbiz Beat, I'd like to introduce a new segment that I'll be hosting from time to time.
Yeah.
Called Bean the Interview Killer.
Awesome!
I don't know if you heard the interview with the guy who was putting together the Top Gun Day that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Bean had some fascinating information to throw a spanner into that conversation. Just brought the whole thing to a screeching halt that unlike I haven't heard in a long, long time. Please welcome a new segment I like to call as Bean the Interview Killer.
By the way, the actual real-life pilot who buzzed the tower in that film, the guy who played one of, you know, he was the stunt pilot for the actors in the film, he's on the space shuttle that just went up this week. That actual dude from that movie is one of the dudes up in the space shuttle
really?
Right now. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nope.
Greg, did you know that?
Bean the Interview Killer.
Yeah. Dude just wants to talk about Top Gun in his day.
What are the chances, though, that a guy from the movie that we're talking about today on Top Gun Day is also in the news in a very significant way today?
Hey, you can tell our guest was fascinated and reacted with your equal passion.
We have to get another like music stab or another like segment theme for Lisa the Killer Enabler.
I know.
She's the only one on the air. Yeah. Oh,
oh, really? Wow. Uh-huh. That's
great.
That
was just dead air.
I was dumbfounded. Let it be, Lisa.
Lisa,
if he's
going to
kill the show,
enabler.
You have to let the show die or else he'll never learn.
That's correct.
I will quit CPR.
I stand by that as interesting facts.
That's your problem, that you hear it and you say, yes, I would still do that. I would still make that choice and
absolutely
kill that interview.
You know what?
There are people listening who thought, hey, that was really interesting.
No one.
That's that info beam.
That is not the case. And I can guarantee you it's not that they didn't understand it or you weren't clear about it, and your clarifying doesn't really help much either.
Yeah.
I had looked at Mike. Here's why there was dead air. I looked at Mike like, is he kidding me?
He's being the interview caller.
I didn't know what to say.
That's what he was. All right, let's get to the showbiz news, shall we? Apparently, $40,000 a month isn't enough for a Kevin Federline in terms of financial support.
What?
$40,000 a month?
Yeah.
A month?
Apparently, he gets $40,000 a month from Britney Spears, but now K-Fed is complaining that his budget is just bigger than average and he can't maintain his lifestyle on $40,000.
Well, you can't live on that. I mean, come on. $40,000 a month.
It's not enough to keep Kevin Federline in the style he's grown accustomed to, says one financial source close to Kevin Federline. His food bill alone allegedly runs over $2,000 a month.
That I believe.
It takes thousands to pay for his housing expenses, nannies, bar bills, bodyguards. It just isn't anything left over.
Wow.
God.
Source believes Kevin may soon go to the Bank of Brittany and ask for a little bit more. So he may be going back to court to ask for a little heftier settlement when it comes to his financial support from Britney. $40,000 a month.
A month.
A month.
K Federline, incoming. Paparazzi on my back.
Thank you, K Fed. Doesn't a judge ever just look at him and go, I don't make $40,000 a month. Get out of my court.
Well, judges don't. Must say that to a lot of people. Mm. They're not that well paid, but you can't go by that. Judge can't say, no, you don't get any more money than I
but
do.
But he's K-Fed.
I know.
He's K-Fed.
Though. Listen, I know.
He's K-Fed.
Holla at yourself.
This story about John and Kate plus eight just keeps getting better.
Now what?
Now, apparently, Lisa May, Kate Gosselin, there are claims that she cheated on her husband, John.
Homewrecker.
You know the story about John, who allegedly had the affair with a 23-year-old school teacher. Now they're saying Kate Gosselin, the Kate of John and Kate plus eight, had an affair with the bodyguard that frequently travels with her family.
Hello there.
Heartless bastards.
How do either of them have time to cheat?
That's what I'm thinking. How can you hump someone else?
And they have cameras around all the time.
Eight kids.
But if this bodyguard travels with them as part of the TLC reality show, you know, they go around the country, maybe, you know, that's the most convenient situation for her.
Wow.
Kate has gone on the record today with the following statement. The allegations they're making about me are disgusting, unthinkable, unfathomable, and I am horrified. Plus, he's really hung.
So maybe.
I would. I'm just saying I haven't, but I certainly would.
We all watched The Celebrity Apprentice on Sunday night.
3 hours.
3 hours worth of Celebrity Apprentice. I'll tell you, for a three-hour show, it moved pretty well.
Well, that's good.
It did. Joan Rivers, talking to the New York Post, is dishing the dirt about the show and revealed something I bet they wish she hadn't. She told the New York Post that they filmed two endings of the show.
So someone else won?
With each of the finalists reportedly winning the competition. But no one knows the real outcome until the show was aired.
I thought that part was live. I thought that was the whole reason they did it live in front of an audience, is so that the reveal could be live on the air.
That's what I thought.
Wow. That's odd.
So maybe it's live up until the final moment, and then they just roll the tape. Maybe that's why they didn't have much in terms of reaction afterwards. It seemed like it went right to the end when he said who he picked and then went right to credits, which was very strange.
I can't imagine why they'd do that.
I can't imagine why she'd say that.
How dare you? How dare you say that? How stupid can somebody say that? Son of a bitch.
Mad at herself.
And finally, Falco is getting his just desserts.
Falco, the guy that died a long time ago?
Falco, the legendary 80s Austrian pop star.
Right.
Who gave us Rock Me Amadeus and Der Kommissar.
Right.
Who died in a car crash in the Dominican Republic back in 1998.
Right.
In his hometown of Vienna. They will be debuting on June the 5th. I'm going to have to get out there. I'm going to have to get there sometime.
Top Gun Day?
No.
Oh.
Falco Gasa.
Rock Me Amadeus.
Wait, what's that?
Falco Gasa translates into Falco Lane, which will be dedicated near where the singer's mother once lived.
What? So his mom's not even there anymore?
No. But we now will be able to travel down Falco Lane.
Well, he'd rather be alive, right? He'd give up that for a chance to not be so dead.
I don't know.
11 years after his death, what?
I don't know any Bean Gotza or Kevin Gotza.
Why are they springing into action like this so fast?
Sometimes the wheels of justice grind slowly, my friend. But in the end, everyone gets their just desserts.
Do you still have Falco's ex-drummer's wife in your Rolodex that we can call to get on an exclusive interview with her comment?
We can talk to Elizabeth and see what's going on with Falco's ex-drummer's wife.
I'd like to suggest that Bean was kidding when he said that.
Well, too late.
He wasn't.
Too bad. He said it out loud and now it counts.
All
right. It's a lot of bad music on today's show.
One out on top of another.
Today's celebrity birthday is Robert Pattinson from Twilight's 23 years old today. Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish.
It's a very famous Hootie song.
43 years old today. Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report is 45. Stevie Wonder is 59 years old today. And legendary actor Harvey Keitel is 70 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz. I'm a loser,
baby. So I don't. Very worried about our man Ralph. Very worried here.
This is the reason I do the job.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Ralph Kramer, why are Kevin and Bean, radio professionals, not fit to introduce our next guest? We've been doing this for years, but all of a sudden you don't think we're going to do it to justice. What's the problem here?
Because I don't think you have the level of appreciation that's necessary to introduce our next guest. That's the
but
problem.
But we're fans of our next guest, and we're happy to welcome Steve's onto the program. I don't know what else is required beyond...
Because you don't have the
knowledge,
the breadth of knowledge of Steve Zahn's work that I do.
You
I
think brought an truly, orchestra with
to
you?
To truly give an introduction of the man's career.
Usually we do pre-recorded introductions, like some clips from movies
and
stuff.
And that's
no
fine.
Need. All right. Let's take a look at the career of Steve Zahn over the past 20 years.
Couldn't we just talk to Steve Zahn since he's right here in the room?
We'll talk to him plenty. I'm sure we'll talk to him plenty. But let's take a look at a few highlights of the career, shall we? Of course, Reality Bites, probably where we all first got introduced to Steve. How brilliant was his job in Reality Bites? Mm-hmm. Sammy Gray, of course, in that film. Then That Thing You Do, one of my favorite films of all time.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's Lenny Hayes.
Right.
Right.
Guitarist and vocalist for the All-Nators, also known
we
as
know
the
who
Wonders.
Steve, but we know who Steve Zahn is. You don't have to give us this
but
much background.
There are some smaller gems of films that he's done that maybe you haven't seen that you need to get on DVD. Safe Men, for example, one of my favorite comedies of all time.
Wow. Safe Men.
A brilliant film starring Sam Rockwell.
Right. Golden Saw that because you told me to.
It is. It's a golden nugget. It's a little film. A lot of people have missed that they need to get.
Yeah.
Happy Texas is another one of those
Love
films.
Happy Texas.
Brilliant film.
Well, Steve is right to your left.
Shattered Glass that you may have missed. A great performance
Steve
in that.
Steve is right there. How about if we talk to him?
Rescue Dawn, one of the best performances I've seen. I saw all of that year on film. It was done by Mr. Steve Zahn.
Thanks.
And it got largely ignored by audiences and I think by the awards, the academies. And I think that was a travesty and you need to see Rescue Dawn if you get a chance. Christian Bale and Steve give harrowing yet inspiring performances as
That's
Vietnam War.
All right. We all have established who we're listening for.
Comanche Moon.
All right, listen.
The prequel to... the Western thing. You know, that thing.
The Western thing?
Lonesome Dove.
Okay.
Where you play Gus, the real role originally played by Robert Duvall. A genius performance. Great talent.
Would you mind if we spoke to Steve?
I don't think we have time anymore, actually. I don't think we have any more time. You know,
he's just trying to get a word in edgewise.
If I wasn't in the room, I would take that as sarcasm.
No.
I know. I'm sitting next to you.
Huge fan.
I read people well.
I am a huge fan, I'm telling you. And the reason they're letting me do this is because once in a while you get a chance to meet your heroes and kiss their ass, and that's why you do this job.
I love the highlights and then the... And also, in, you know, Race the Sun, a wonderful film, you know.
Well, I didn't mention all of the films.
You know.
Is that even when you're in movies that aren't that good, you're way better than they are.
You make them better.
Yeah.
I really think that's true. You're one of those actors that can stand out in a movie that's just average.
Well, thanks.
And you have a unique voice as an actor, and your performances are always memorable, and I appreciate and respect that about you.
Well, thanks. I work hard.
Thanks for coming in.
Nice to see you.
Management with Jennifer Aniston opens up.
Blah, blah, blah.
What is it? I know this sounds like a dorky question, Steve, but because you have done such a wide range, so many different kinds of movies, I mean, how do you know? You get offered a lot of scripts. I'm sure a lot more work than you take. How do you know which movies are the ones you want to do? What speaks to you when you read a script?
I don't know. I mean, the misconception is that I have a pile of scripts in front of me, and I've got the no and the maybe and the yes pile.
Right.
That doesn't exist.
And the guys come in, and they pitch it, and then you off with their heads if you don't like it.
There's like... 5 or 4.5 people that actually have that going for them.
No,
for real. No, I mean, there are sometimes I have choices, but a lot of times, like, you know, I got to pay my propane bill.
Right.
For real.
Do you need some help? Because I got cash.
Like,
I got
cash. Isn't there any crap out there that I can do? Like some bad movie? I had that conversation like a month ago. Like, isn't like, you know, some stupid kid movie? That I could.
Do you ask for a stupid kid movie by name in that category?
I need cash.
Yeah.
Well,
no, but
this is surprising to hear you say that because that's not the impression we would get at all. A guy like you, we would imagine everybody would want to have at least in an ensemble movie. They would want to have you in to make sure that part gets
well,
done right.
The thing is because I have I've been in a few movies. Then producers, I've made some good choices early on, and so I do get sent. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm lucky in that sense.
But you don't work as often as you'd like to, maybe?
No, I do. I work quite a bit, and I like my other life as much as,
Explain your other life to people, because I didn't know it about you.
I live on a farm in Kentucky, about 20 minutes outside Lexington. And,
He cuts the grass and pulls
animals and whatnot. Were you raised on a farm as a kid? Has it come back from your youth, your love for farming?
My family all farmed in Minnesota, not my immediate family. But we lived in a smaller town. So I always worked and always was out on the farm and corn to tasseled as a kid and all that stuff.
But now you're a big movie star. You don't have to pull weeds.
I know, but it's fun.
No.
How do they treat you around, like when you run down to the True Value Hardware store for a new hoe? Are you famous gringo actor, or are you just a,
you know, in Mexico?
Or are you just, hey, that's neighbor kinda. Steve?
That's a good question. Do they start chanting?
No,
do you in the intro like Ralph does every time you walk into the store?
No, I'm kind of like the local guy, you know, like at the John Deere, but they don't really care, ultimately.
Right.
They're like, hey, you back in town? What'd you do? Well, I went into a lumber yard, though, with my daughter to buy lumber.
Right. And, good choice, then. A place to go.
And the guy said, hey, man, you look just like Steve Zahn. I'm telling you, man, you're like like unbelievable. And my daughter's 7, and I turned her and I said, do I look like Steve Zahn? She went, yes. And then I gave him my credit card, and he read it. And he looked at me, and I said, dude, I even have his name. How weird is that? And it didn't process.
He
was like, man, wow.
What are the chances?
Man, that's crazy, man.
You look like a man who has his name.
It's like the Twilight Zone.
No wonder they don't care.
And then I left, and he went, oh. Right.
I should have.
People always say that the celebrities who move to rural places, they say, oh, no, I'm just one of the people there in the town, and no one cares about what I do. I guarantee you they may act that way towards you, but to their friends, they're like, dude, Steve Zahn lives in my house.
Lives in my
neighborhood.
A dude that looks just like him and has his name. It's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
I got a question for you, Mr. Zahn. And if you're just joining us, by the way, Steve Zahn is in. He is in a new film called Management that we will get to, co-starring the beautiful Jennifer Aniston, who, by the way, Kevin and I have worked with, by the way, if you remember Kevin Bean's rock star.
Oh, that's right.
We co-starred with Jen, so please give her our best.
Let's not bring that up.
Here's my question. Because you've done so many movies, do you have any kind of a sense as to what will be successful? Do you have that gene where you can look at a script and go, like, the reason I ask is because we were just crazy for this Sunshine Cleaning last year. We all loved that movie so much. We had Emily on, and we just really did nothing but talk up that film. And we thought that's a movie that should have been the next Little Miss Sunshine, should have been a big, big hit, and wasn't. We were so disappointed. I was wondering if you ever get a sense for whether a movie's going to connect financially or not.
No, I have a good sense sometimes if something's going to be good. I mean, I can read a good script and go, oh, you're going to get great actors for this. At least I know that there's going to be the certain elements that are going to be good.
Right.
Like Little Miss, Sunshine Cleaning, I read that and I said, I got to meet that. I just want to be in this movie. I don't care what part. I really loved the script. Shattered Glass, I went in and said, I have to be in this movie. This is great. I haven't read anything like this. This is like an old throwback to the 70s. I have to be in this movie. So there are – now, that movie didn't do any business.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know how to track that.
Well, no one does, really.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, Rescue Dawn. Management. I mean, I read this script, and I was like, this is a great movie. Right now, it's a great movie, and I know because it reads so well, you're going to get a lot of really great people that want to be in it. So that's as far as I can go.
This is a new movie that opens in limited theaters, right, this Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's Management, and it's you and Jennifer Aniston, and you play an obsessive... describe your character for people who haven't seen the trailer.
I've never read anything. He's just the plainest, simplest, nicest guy in the world.
Would you say he's almost retarded?
No, he's not at all. He's working.
Does he look like Steve Zahn?
Yeah, he looks. He looks just like a man, and he has the same name. But and he works in this motel, and his mom is sick, and he's helping out, and Jennifer just kind of comes in. This guy has the inability to lie. He's the opposite of sarcasm, and if you know my work, most of my roles for 2 decades have been cynical guys.
Yeah.
And it's just really fun and refreshing to get, and yet I feel closer to this than I do any of those guys, but he just falls in love with this woman who's
way too hot for him.
Well, but she's this flawed freak too, you know? And we have this encounter, and then it's nothing that has ever, I have nothing that to, to no other experience equals that. So I follow her around the country.
that's not a good stalking.
So it makes it very interesting.
Because he's so pure of heart, it's more. It's just like,
yeah, he's so
the most love anyone's ever felt for anybody.
Yeah, and he just does crazy stuff just to try to get her attention. And
now that you know how understanding Steve is about the term stalking, Ralph, it kind of makes you feel a little bit better about your plans to follow him from this interview,
that's
right?
That's what this is, too. Hey. This isn't stalking. This is just pure love. That's all.
It's admiration is all it is.
Well, you could stalk me, but I'll tell you what. You hang outside the farm, you'd be bored.
Yeah.
Or there'd be work to do.
You have to start pulling weeds. That's right. All right. We need to take a quick break. Actor Steve Zott is here. The movie is opening in limited release on Friday called Management. We have many more questions about the film and about Jennifer Aniston. And by the way, we want to congratulate Mercedes Vigil for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show today. She was the text winner when she heard the secret word of the hour, which was gringo. In case you wondered why that choice was made, Ralph, gringo.
It was smooth the way you snuck it in there, by the way. It was seamless.
Was the winning word for the K-Rock Weedy Roast CBS in 2009. Your chance to win tickets in just a few minutes. And more with Steve Zahn after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Actor Steve Zahn is in our studio right now. Ralph, you hanging in there? You're doing all right? You're controlling yourself pretty well.
I'm taking deep breaths.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're saying my mantra over and over again? I'm good. I'm good.
So sweet.
Steve's new film is called Management. It opens in selected theaters on Friday. Steve, we have to ask, you're entering into a whole new world when you start getting into Jennifer Aniston's orbit a little bit. Her life seems like it would be crazy, and in some respects, because of the way she's hounded by the paparazzi, like a nightmare. Did you see some of that when you guys were making this movie?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I'm the guy that's oblivious to, I mean, truly, like Sahara, the grips were like, you know those two are hanging out. You know Matthew and Penelope. They're like,
oh, really?
Together. I was like, dude, I'm with them every day. We have dinner every night.
I would know.
And they were. So I'm that guy, by the way.
Yeah. So you wouldn't know either way.
No, but with Jennifer, she, that stuff is around her, and it's crazy. I don't even get it. Like, she doesn't get it. It's like, why that, it's very strange, especially, and Jen is a very smart woman, and very fun, and very down to earth, and low key, and cool.
It seems like the whole Brad Pitt thing is when the Brad Pitt marriage and then breakup.
Heat has never gone away,
it
though.
It vaulted her into some atmosphere that the rest of us don't live in.
She's the sweetest, most beautiful girl, man. And she just wants to go out and, you know, have some Mexican food and have a tequila. And you know, it's great.
And it overshadows her talent, too, which I think is a shame because she's really good.
And in this movie, I think she is unbelievable in this movie.
Here's the beauty. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, she's just all those things that you expect, I guess. Then we all have weird, you know, the things that people perceive us at. It's gone in this. She's real simple, and it really makes the thing work.
Here's the beauty of thing about Management is that all guys know what it's like to have their wives, aunt/girlfriends take them to the movies. And a lot of times it's romantic comedies, and a lot of times they're pretty bad. And you got to kind of bite the bullet and go, all right, I picked the last three. I tortured you. You can torture me this time. This movie looks like it would be pretty good, even for the guys.
Look.
Like, maybe they could just offer this one up and say, hey, you know, I'll take you to see Management.
It doesn't seem cookie cutter when it comes to relationships.
Yeah, and then you get credit for taking them to see a movie they want to see.
Right. Yeah, but the minute, look, here's the bottom line. Jennifer Aniston is in the movie, but if I'm playing the romantic lead,
right.
It's not going to be the same thing.
Right, I agree.
The knight coming in on a horse to save the princess, it's not
That's
me.
Not you so much.
Is there a knight that does come in eventually to save her from you?
Lisa, how are you going to come at Steve like that? Does Jennifer Aniston have to settle for you, Steve?
No, that's a good question. He becomes... You know,
he grows into the role as the
knight. He really it's really kind of about him
evolving,
kind of becoming a man, you know, like really it's very, I don't know.
He seems a little scary. We have a clip that we want to play where you're talking about she's talking about you quitting smoking, and you seem like you might be a little scary at certain parts of the movie.
You shouldn't smoke.
I'm done forever. I'm serious.
No, you don't. Hey, you don't have to do that.
I don't, but I am. I'm done.
Let me see if I understand something. Do you think that you like me, Mike?
Yes.
Why?
Because you have style.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah. You give away 30% of your income.
You would too if you made more.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. That's not true. I would keep
it all. Then, yeah. He says, like, why are you hanging out here? And I say, I think you're really sweet. And she says, well, really? I said, yeah. Well, underneath. And she says, underneath what? Underneath. And he says, underneath the part of you that's not. And, you know, he's this guy who just can't lie. And he's just in love with her. And she's this, like, tough nut.
That's awesome.
It's really...
Ralph wants to know, but he's too embarrassed to ask. Do you take your shirt off in this film, Mr. Zahn?
I do.
Wow. Okay, Ralph, there you go.
Wow. It's awesome.
You're going to have to get the DVD and slow it down, Ralph.
Well, you
frame
know.
By frame.
I did sit-ups for 8 days.
Non-stop? Does that help?
8 days.
Does that help for 8 days?
I did, like, all day for 8 days. And I was ripped.
Pressure's on, man.
For 5 minutes.
And I only ate cheese at dinner. I cut it out of breakfast and lunch.
Wow.
And I
was like,
you were serious. Cheese for 2 meals.
Did you get a trainer for that?
It's like Rescue Dawn all over again. Right? So you really committed.
I called Christian. I'm like, dude, how much cheese should I eat today? He's like, only 3 slices.
The movie looks outstanding, and it opens up in select theaters on Friday, and it is called Management. And next time you make it back out this way, Steve, you got to stop in and see us, dude. We've really enjoyed having you by.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Thanks very much, guys. Management is in limited release.
And we should also mention before the break that we have more tickets for you to win for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2009. Of course, Weezer, Kings of Leon, Jimmy Eat World, so much more. Just added, if you haven't heard, a special performance by our friend Travis Barker and DJ AM. They're all on the bill. Ralph, this game that we're playing next, it's pretty easy, right?
No, it's the hardest game in the world.
Oh, that's right. Call now, 1-800-520-1067. Your chance to win coming up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. I've always wanted to say this and have it mean something, but it's been a long time. We have to warn the affiliates. We're running long.
Yeah.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Yay! Yeah.
We got a little caught up with the great Steve Gahn.
Steve
Zahn. Steve Gahn. And we still got some business to take care of. Ralph's Showbiz Beat minutes away. But first, how about some tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2009? 1-800-520-1067. If you'd like to play a little game we like to call The Hardest Game in the World.
Presenting The Hardest Game in the World.
Good morning, Mr. Announcer Man.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
So, this game that we're playing...
It's hard. It's really hard. It's a hard game. Hard.
Right.
It's hard. Hardest game. Hardest game in the world. Hard.
Why is it hard? Explain to people.
It's hard. We will play you the names of Weenie Roast bands backwards, and you need to identify them. It's hard because they're backwards.
I see. I think I got it. All right. Well, let's just go ahead and take them in order. We'll start with Gabrielle on line one on the Kevin and Bean Show. If you are able to identify the artist that is being played backwards, you go into the drawing to win the tickets to join us this Saturday. Hey, Gab, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I think it's Gabriel.
It could be Gabriel.
Not Gabrielle.
Gabriel. Okay.
Steve Gahn told me.
All right, listen up. Here's your Weenie Roast artist.
Hello.
We could do it for you twice, so here you go again.
Hello.
What? Yes! Did he say it?
That he did. That
Jimmy
is correct.
Eat World.
All right. Okay, I didn't hear that, but good.
Yeah, you are in the drawing.
All right.
Congratulations. Let's go to Victor on line two. Victor, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Morning.
Hi, Victor. Are you ready for the hardest game in the world?
Guess so.
Here's your band. Wow. He's super annoyed by this.
He's underwhelmed.
All right. Here's your band.
Spock and a Servless.
One more time.
Spock and a Servless.
Silver Sun Pickups.
Silver Sun Pickups.
Wow. Nicely done.
This game is easy.
I know. What happened?
Who's next, Mr. Announcer Man?
Al. Al is up next.
I believe it's Al.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Al.
Hi.
Here's your band.
Thaw Hersha.
One more time.
Thaw Hersha.
Asher Roth.
Asher Roth.
Wow, everybody's good today. We got to rename this game. That's all there is to it.
Simple.
Mr. Announcer Man, who do we go to next?
Next up is Joikey.
Hi, Joikey. Hello?
That's you, Joyce.
Oh, Joyce? Oh, okay. Find somebody else.
Yeah. All right, here's your band.
Here's you.
One more time.
Here's you.
Is it Weezer?
Weezer.
This is not a difficult game, is what
we're
doing.
Everyone's winning.
This
is
not hard at all.
Let's see how Saint does.
Saint is right, isn't it?
I'm right here.
Yeah.
What's going on?
All right, here's your band backwards.
Yeah, yeah, she's next.
Here you go, Sebastian.
Oh, my God. What the?
Yeah. One more time.
Yeah, she's neck. Here you go, Sebastian.
Now, I will give
sounds
you
like,
this.
Sounds like Walt on Lost.
I will give you a hint that it was just recently added.
Oh, come on.
Is it DJ AM and Travis Barker?
Travis Barker and DJ AM.
Was that too much of a hint?
No. A little bit.
No, not at all.
Well, if by too much of a hint you mean did it completely give it away without even having heard the clue, you could have got it? Yeah.
Okay,
I guess. All right, we got time for a couple more, Mr. Announcer Man.
How about Johnny?
Johnny? Is your name Johnny?
Tawny.
Tawny.
Oh.
All right.
Says Johnny.
We're calling you Johnny, sorry. Here's your band, Johnny. One more time.
Oh, my God.
You can't be the only person that gets it wrong.
I know, right?
Right.
I know. Right?
All right. What's the band?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Oh,
one of the bands on the...
Oh, Kevin couldn't give it away fast enough.
Kings of Leon.
That's what you're looking for.
It's hard.
That's hard for her, not for
Apparently most. It is. All right, one more, Mr. Announcer Man. Let's go out on a high note.
How about Amy?
Hi, Amy.
Good morning, guys.
You ready for your band?
Absolutely.
Here it is.
This narrow.
One more time.
This narrow.
Branson?
Rancid.
Sweet.
Fantastic. All right. Gabriel, Victor, Al, Joyce, Saint, and Amy are all in the drawing. Who joins us Saturday for the K-Rock Weenie Rose Tea Fiesta 2009? Lisa May.
And the winner is Al.
Yay!
Al, well done.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys, man.
Al said well done to himself. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
I know, right?
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, tomorrow morning on the program, we'll tell you about Octomom the Musical. Also, actor Ewan McGregor is going to be here. He's, of course, in the Angels and Demons movie. And we'll talk to comedian and actor Aziz Ansari, who, by the way, has started a blood feud with the IMAX theaters.
Yes.
It's crazy. So, anyway, all that tomorrow right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. But we're not quite done for today yet. Ralph's got the showbiz beat to take us out on a Wednesday. What's going on?
Well, everyone's talking about Eminem. He's back in the news. He knows how to do that.
He does. He does that well.
He's got that feud going with Nick Cannon. Private eye. Because Nick's upset that he talked about his wife and one-time Eminem girlfriend Mariah Carey in his new song, Bagpipes from Baghdad.
Are they still married? Or
Nick Cannon and Mariah, yeah.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah. Only about a year.
Oh, okay. He's very much Mrs. Carey.
All right.
And he's hosting the new America's Got Talent this summer, so he's got a gig.
Okay.
I'm sure NBC's really pleased he's having this very open feud.
Sure.
He was dropping the N-word left and right in his blog talking about Eminem. Meanwhile, Eminem will be on the Jimmy Kimmel Show 3 nights in a row.
Awesome.
And on his appearance on Friday, Jimmy and Eminem are bringing 200 laid-off auto workers from Eminem's hometown of Detroit to come and see the show and see Eminem perform.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They got nothing better to do.
They're just sitting there.
Sure.
Not making cars. And Eminem will also be seen this weekend co-hosting Sunday's Animation Domination Block on Fox, along with Stewie from The Family Guy.
Eminem and Stewie?
They're both animated.
Oh, okay.
They will be hosting together in animation form. Stewie and Eminem. Eminem awesome. In animated form. So a lot of Eminem news. He's coming back strong with this
he
album.
Is.
I'll tell you.
I like it, too.
Bare Naked Ladies fans?
Nope.
There's got to be one. Might be interested to know that Ben and Jerry have debuted a new flavor this week. In a official website says that it's called, in honor of Bare Naked Ladies, If I Had a Million Flavors. See what they did there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They couldn't have given this tribute back before the band broke up. I mean, does it seem
sure,
a little
they've
bit
lost
late?
Their lead singer, but still.
15 years ago when that song was out?
If I Had a Million Flavors. Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah? It's got chocolate vanilla, chocolate-covered toffee, white chocolate chunks, peanut butter cups, and chocolate-covered almonds.
That's it sounds good. How do they get around to that now?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I think they waited until Jerry Garcia was dead, too, didn't they, before they gave him his?
I think he could be right. It's like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You have to be dead 25 years before they name an ice cream after you.
And people are talking about the Star Trek movie and the fact that William Shatner is not in it. However, story broke today from the screenwriters, Roberto Orci and Alex Kurtzman, guys who write not only almost everything J.J. Abrams has ever done, but just really super talented guys.
that they actually wrote a scene into the movie for William Shatner, for Captain Kirk.
Really?
Yes.
But?
But it didn't work, really, in terms of the script, so they had to excise it. They had to cut it out. Apparently, it was a scene between, if you've seen the movie, you know the scene where, I'm not going to bother trying to avoid spoilers anymore. So if you don't want to hear this, just turn down your radio for 10 seconds.
I am turning down my radio.
Young Spock and old Spock meet up with each other via time warp.
Right.
And apparently, to show that they're going to be great friends in the future, older Spock gives young Spock a DVD, a hologram DVD, with a personal message from Captain Kirk that was given to Spock many years ago. It's one of his personal keepsakes.
Oh, I see.
And it's going to be a hologram image of Shatner, basically.
That seems like an extra effort to go to.
They thought it was trying a little hard to force it in there, so it just didn't really pay off, so they took
it out.
That's
what she said.
That's what she said.
And also, speaking of Shatner and Star Trek, there is some rumors going around the internet that in the car chase scene where little Kirk is driving his classic car, they play the Beastie Boys Sabotage song underneath.
Right.
Best song ever, by the way.
Which is a great car racing song.
It is. Fantastic.
However, they believe it also might be a slight dig at William Shatner, because there's a famous piece of tape where William Shatner is recording some lines for the Star Trek animated TV series, and the line he has the word sabotage in it.
Right.
And he says sabotage, and is very defiant about how the word is pronounced.
It's supposed to be sabotage, he said?
In his world, in the world of Canada, I guess. That's how they say it. Anyway, they're thinking that might have some relation to why they picked that song. It's a slight...
Spock, sabotage the system. Spock, restore the atmosphere. Spock, sabotage the system. I wish I knew what to do. Observations, Mr. Spock.
Okay, you have line 193 again with sabotage.
I don't say sabotage. You say sabotage. I say sabotage.
He's very adamant about saying sabotage.
I can't imagine
say that.
And so they put the Beastie Boys song Sabotage in there as like a little inside joke.
Seems like a long way to go to sabot a guy, doesn't it?
To sabotage him? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that, yeah.
Yeah.
Why won't he say sabotage?
It's it really is a an accent thing from his time in Canada. It's a Canadian pronunciation. Yeah. Because they have scenes of him in the actual Star Trek series saying that word.
And it's the same?
And he says sabotage. Every time he says it, it's sabotage. So it really is how he pronounces it.
Huh.
You don't say sabotage. I say sabotage. You say sabotage. I don't say.
Well, that's the most inside Star Trek joke ever, that if that's what they did in the film.
I agree. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Harvey Keitel, 70. Stevie Wonder is 59 years old today. Comedian Stephen Colbert of The Colbert Report turns 45 years old today. Darius Rucker. He was in Hootie and the Blowfish.
He was.
Now, you know what he's doing now, Ralph?
No, what's he doing?
He's a country music star, and I know you. One of the reasons you hate country is anyone can be a hit there.
Is this song?
He's had two big number one country hits in a row this year.
Remember when I Darius had to apologize Rucker. To him?
Yeah.
That's what he's
after
doing.
After I got kicked out of the Grammys?
Yep, you put a blinding laser beam into his eyes?
It wasn't in his eye. It was on his chest.
You did try to assassinate Hootie, if I recall correctly.
I did not.
And Rob Pattinson of Twilight turns 23 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Everybody knows about J.J. Abrams' movie, Star Trek.
Yeah.
Not everybody knows, I don't think, about This Ain't Star Trek.
Now, what's This Ain't Star Trek? That doesn't sound like Star Trek at all.
This would be not Star Trek. This would be...
I see.
Porn... with a Star Trek theme.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So we thought this afternoon we would talk to Captain Kirk and find out what is going on behind the scenes. Hi, Captain.
Captain Bean, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Now, wait, is this the great Bill Shatner who does not appear in the number one movie in America, Star Trek?
That's right. I'm not in the new movie.
Okay.
But Leonard Nimoy is. He surrounded himself with a brand new cast.
That's correct.
To play the Star Trek characters.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, too, have found a young, attractive cast to surround myself with in a new Star Trek film.
Okay, so Leonard Nimoy is in the real Star Trek. You're in This Ain't Star Trek.
That's right. And our film is a lot more exciting. I guarantee you.
Okay. Tell us about your film.
Our film takes place on the first voyage of the Starship Enterprise with Captain Kirk in command.
Right.
When the spaceship is struck by an alien virus.
Uh-huh.
That must be cured by raising the body temperature and the adrenaline of the crew.
I see. Okay.
And so in order to do that, we all f*** each other.
Oh, wow. Now, Now, Bill, that sounds like an awful lot of plot for a porn movie.
Trust me, it took longer for me to say it than it did to show it in the film.
Okay, good.
I see.
But okay. All your favorites are back. We have Lieutenant O'Hora.
Oh, what's her name?
O'Hora.
O'Hora?
Yes.
Okay.
We've got Lieutenant Stuff.
Okay.
We've got Lieutenant Yoo-Hoo. Because he's a
Oh, no.
I think we get that.
Lieutenant, we have Dr. Bone.
Okay, of course, yeah. Could
Bone
be Bones.
McCoy.
Sure. Yeah, right.
And of course, my trusted right-hand man, Mr.
Oh, you don't really call him that in the movie.
Of course I do. Now, if this movie's successful, we plan on many, many sequels.
Is that right?
Star Trek, The Wrath of
Okay. Oh, really? Wow.
Star Trek 3, The Search for Star Trek 5, The Final Tier.
Oh, come on.
Maybe spin it off in a TV series. Star Trek, Deep Space 9 Inches. Star Trek, Ravager.
Sure.
The possibilities are endless. And not to mention, I get tons of young
Well, it does sound like it's a win-win for you, huh?
It really is.
Why do I hear all kinds of sound effects going on there? What's happening?
We're filming the sequel right now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I've got to get back to the set and set my phaser for
Is that what that sounds like?
Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday afternoon. What's going on?
How about an all hot chick edition of the Showbiz Beat?
Yeah,
how about that?
I like it. I like it.
All right. Rachel Hunter has announced she's taking another shot at marital bliss. A stunning former supermodel tells People magazine she's set to tie the knot with Jarrett Stoll. Kevin, you know Jarrett.
Oh, wow.
Not good?
Hockey.
Yeah. He is a player for our Los Angeles Kings. Rachel Hunter loves her some hockey players.
She does.
Yeah,
she loves it.
Yeah, remember when Kevin saw her at the Kings game and said she was fat?
I didn't say that.
I did say that.
I did not say that.
And we had her on the show, and she was all cheesed off because Kevin was calling her fat on the radio.
Yep.
That was bad.
All right, that happened.
Yeah, it did happen.
Right. And you were wrong, too, by the way.
She wasn't fat.
I was way wrong.
She is 39, and Jarrett is 27, and he still scores.
Yeah.
How about
she's
that?
Still hot. So, good for both of them. She got a young stud, and he got Rachel Hunter.
Sure.
Which is good.
Although you don't
have
to
follow Rod Stewart, though.
You don't want to go after Rod.
That's kind of a drawback. Yeah.
That's a good tip. Yeah. Good rule of
thumb. You don't really want the players on your favorite sports team, though, to have an insanely hot wife at home that might distract them from maybe the job they should be doing on the ice.
But all hockey players have smoking hot chicks.
They do. That's true.
That is true.
The hockey players have the hottest wives, I think, of any professional sport.
Plus, Jarrett's not doing a lot right now, so.
There you go. Maybe a little change of pace will do him good.
Best of luck to him.
Maxim magazine has released their list of the Hot 100 for 2009. This year's list, like every year's, is f***ed up.
Wow. Really?
Top 10. Here are your top 10. You see how you feel about them. Jennifer Love Hewitt, number 10.
Crap.
I don't think so.
Hotter than Charlize Theron, Anna Faris.
No.
Marissa Miller.
No.
Moon Bloodgood. No. Anna Lynn McCord. Kate Beckinsale.
Way no.
All people who are below Jennifer Love Hewitt on this list. Jordana Brewster's number 9. Rihanna's number 8. Adriana Lima's number 7.
Yeah.
Eliza Dushku is number 6.
All right.
Mila Kunis, number 5.
She's attractive, but top 5? I don't know.
Over Adriana Lima, by the way.
Yeah, I'd say she's hot, but not quite that hot.
Malin Ackerman from Watchmen, number 4. Bar Raffaelli's number 3 in the list. Megan Fox, number 2.
Can I guess?
Number 1, sure.
Sandra Boyle.
Susan Boyle.
Sorry, I got the name wrong. That would have been better had I got it right.
But that
Susan
was,
Boyle.
You needed to stop to make the comedy guess, and then you did it
and
wrong.
And then I said it wrong.
You want to know
No, we don't
take
have
a peek
time.
Into my life? Kevin wanted to know her name, okay? So he comes up, he motions for me to come here.
Right.
And he writes on the paper, British chick with a question mark, and I go, give me more,
wow.
please.
So then I wrote YouTube, and then he still didn't get it.
Okay.
And then I put Got Talent, and then he recognized it, and he wrote Sandra Boyle.
Hey, look.
I think Kevin is doing exactly as well as anyone might have expected someone like him to perform in a position like that.
If you have to beg for 5 minutes to get material for your joke, you get what you deserve.
Would you say it's not worth it?
I would say it's not worth it. I would say just jettison that idea and say, you know what? I'm not good enough to deliver this joke at this time.
Awesome. I don't want to guess. Then I take that back.
Olivia Wilde was number 1.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good
choice. Of course, she plays 13 on that show, and she makes my 13 rock hard. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Nope.
I have a 13-inch
No one believes that.
Is that why everyone looked at me so confusedly?
Yes.
They didn't think that I
you don't,
was packing that kind
not
of
Not at all.
Yeah. Speaking of number 2 on the list, Megan Fox announces today to Esquire magazine. I can barely get it out. I'm so excited. I think people are born bisexual.
All right now.
And they make subconscious choices based on the pressures of society. But I have no question in my mind about being bisexual.
Yes.
She admits she is a bisexual.
Oh, I've got a confession for you, foxy lady. I think you're a foxy lady.
But I'm also a hypocrite, she adds. I would never date a girl who was bisexual, because that means they also sleep with men. And men are so dirty that I'd never want to sleep with a girl who had slept with a man.
Huh.
But she sleeps with men, though.
What? Ah, yes. Therein lies the rub.
What?
So she would sleep with lesbians, but she doesn't want to sleep with another bisexual like herself.
Because
men are dirty.
Because the bisexual would sleep with men like she does?
Yes.
Well, what does
and that
mean?
Is just unacceptable.
Would she date Sandra Boyle?
I don't know. Yeah, Sandra Boyle probably have a great... Do you think it's Sandra Boyle? Do you think it's Sandra Bernhard?
I don't know.
Sandra...
The Sandra part's my fault.
He wrote down Sandra.
But still, if you're not sure, leave the joke at home, is what we're saying.
Let me make a note.
I'm going to play you off.
Keyboard cat. Is that the keyboard cat?
It's the keyboard cat. I'm playing you off.
Oh, that's too bad.
You should be played off.
Bye, everyone.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Harvey Keitel, 70 years old today. Stephen Wonder. He goes by Stephen. He goes by Stephen now.
By Stephen.
He does. He's 59. Stevie is a boy's name. He is now Stephen Wonder officially.
He's
he is 59. Stephen Colbert, who now goes by Stevie.
Is that right?
Stevie Colbert is Colbert. 45 years old. Darius Rucker of Hootie and the Blowfish celebrates his 43rd birthday. And Robert Pattinson.
Yes?
From Twilight celebrates his 23rd birthday today. Oh, we have too much fun.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.